If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, the water's back on in California.
Good. It's flowing.
The water's flowing. Welcome to the program. Dana Lash with you. And we're at the top of this first hour. There's a lot of busy stuff happening because the president spoke again yesterday. And then, of course, he also came out with a whole new round of, well, not a whole new round, just a whole bunch more of these executive orders. And so we're going to have some of that. We'll get all that for you. Your girl is super not well today, although I could be sicker. I think it's because I took the ivermectin that I'm not sicker. So just FYI, please have grace, because most people would probably be at urgent care and your girl's on air. So we're just FYI, it goes on. I don't have a man cold. It's a real one. So
I'm offended.
See, I don't really care. They're too weak to be offended. So we're going to dive into all of this stuff because there's a lot to hit with immigration. And we also have some of these cabinet, because we've got a couple of more. In fact, doesn't RFK's is this week. And there's there's going to be some interesting debate about that coming up. And I think it's perfectly fine to expect that he answers questions about some of the comments that he made, and him and everybody. I mean, that's, you know, I want to vomit in my mouth when I see people act like these politicians don't have they don't have to answer to you. You know what I mean? Like, people are like, oh, why don't you just confirm this person now? Well, I don't know. I got some questions about it. Is that okay, princess, that I ask some GD questions? Is that all right? You know, is it okay if I ask some questions? Come on. Because this is a serious thing, right? You know, it's a very serious issue. You're talking about taking over a major chunk of the federal government's budget. So we're going to dive into all of this because those are happening this week. And I think it's going to be a lot more contentious than Hegseth was, honestly. And I get it. There are a lot of people who are very, very concerned about RFK. We're also going to talk about some of the stuff on the right, because I feel like they're really trying to plant, by they, I mean the press, they're really trying to plant this narrative of all of this discord, and it doesn't help. I think for all the talk about the Ice Queen, I think she's letting some stuff in between the cracks, I gotta say. So we're gonna get into all of that and more here on the program. But the big thing, though, the water's flowing in California. I don't know if you guys saw I can't say tweet anymore. This is so weird. Do you say tweet? What the hell do you say if it's like on X or True Social? I guess it's a post. If you post it. So he was on Truth Social, and he was saying that the United States military had just entered the great state of California and under emergency powers turned on the water, flowing abundantly from the blah, 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 the water's on. That's all you need to know. That's the big, most important thing. So I really want to make a joke about Gavin Newsom, but I'm going to refrain. I mean, why couldn't Gavin Newsom do this with the guard, right? If Trump could just go in there with the Marines and do it, why? I'm just curious why Gavin Newsom couldn't do it with the guard. So, I don't know. That's going to be great news for a lot of people who are, I think that's pretty significant. Oh man, they're already trying to community note it though on X. They said it was about maintenance. The military didn't enter California. I don't know about that.
What's the Army Corps of Engineers?
You're asking me like these dumbasses out there in desert land. No. They don't. They really don't. So, good news. Also, because like I said, can we talk about some of the cabinet stuff? Get into some of that. And we're going to get into the deportations and all of that too. Because we talked about that Selena Gomez video yesterday. She took it down. I don't know if you saw that. That's the update. Did you guys see that update? She took that crying video down where she stood in front of her camera with, you know, her perfect natural lighting and, you know, stage cried. I wrote a post about it if you get Substack. Yes, I was sick as a dog, still writing over at Substack. And she posted this vanity video. You know, I looked back at her. I did, because I wanted to know. I looked back at her on Instagram and elsewhere because I thought maybe, just maybe, she has a video where she was crying over Jocelyn Nungery, or maybe she was crying over Judith Guevara, or maybe she was crying over Jameel Shaw Jr. And you know what's so funny? I went back into her Instagram and I didn't find a single video of her doing that. I mean, you got to give it to AOC. At least AOC tried to make it seem like she was engaging in a futile effort to save kids from Barack Obama's cages when she went and stood on the side of a parking lot and pretended to cry, because that was the parking lot that she was at. But this whole thing about her people, so this is the other thing. I looked her up. Her father, she doesn't really know her dad. Her father's a deadbeat, MIA. She doesn't know. It sounds like she doesn't know that side of the family. She was raised by her mom in Grand Prairie, Texas, right? She makes it sound like she was, you know, born and raised in Quintana Roo. You weren't. She was born and raised in Grand Prairie. And it was her mom who raised her. Her dad was the deadbeat MIA. Her dad was also like second gen. So his parents came from Mexico. And that was, you know, they were raised, they came from Mexico, the grandparents did, but when she was sitting here saying my people, and I'm like, what do you mean your people? The closest that you would come to quote unquote your people is the Four Seasons at Putumita. What are you talking about? That's a really heavy, I've never been there. Have you seen the pictures of the Four Seasons at the Putumita? Yeah, sure. It looks real swank, dude. She goes there a lot. That's like apparently the closest that she gets to my people. Now, I wanted to point out for all the people that are still, because I saw everybody weeping and gnashing their teeth over this. Do you realize that, I mean, the people that they're defending, I thought Tom Homan and Trump were very clear when they said they were going to be deporting the criminals. Did all of these people have a sudden accident and slip and somehow lodge their head between their two cheeks up their rectum? I'm very curious, because that's the only way I can fathom them missing that very clear and repeatedly given concise statement from Tom Homan and Donald Trump about all of this, you know, very just wondering. So the case of Rachel Morin, 37 years old, she was targeted by this guy from El Salvador. All these women were out on their morning. Two of the women were on a morning jog. I don't know if you knew that or not. One guy hit in a drainage pipe. This Victor Hernandez hit in a drainage pipe, ambushed her, brutally raped and murdered her, left her defiled body on the side of the running path for the community to find. Oh my gosh, is she crying? But my people over those, over Victor Hernandez. Is Victor Hernandez one of her people more so than Rachel Morin? I mean, what is this stupid? This was like an attempt to grab influence by playing a racial identity card. I mean, maybe you could learn to sing better or take some acting lessons and get some clout that way instead of doing this stupid. Just nasty. Cesar Polanco, he was from the Dominican Republic. He came to the country illegally, was here for a while illegally, and then met a woman, married her, savagely beat her as she was pregnant to death in front of their 5-year-old son. I mean, bashed her face in, like separated her head bones. I mean, just bashed her face in like Gallagher at a comedy bit. No, I'm saying that because I really want the effect. I want people to realize who these people are crying for. And he was known. He was sentenced to life in prison. He was up for parole. He was shocked because just the other day when ICE under Trump met him at prison and took him back to Dominican Republic. But my people, what about the hundreds of thousands of missing and exploited kids illegally dragged across the border? No video crying for that. I didn't see that either. The problem that I have with this is I don't think these people care. Selena Gomez is a fake drama chasing, talentless performer. And she does this stuff for clout. And they don't really care. That's the rub. These people don't actually care. If these people gave one rat's ass about the problem at the border, they would have been doing everything that they could to close it so that it wasn't being taken advantage of by coyotes, so that innocents weren't dragged against their will across the border, that they weren't being trafficked. But they don't. They don't do anything about it. They just give some lip service and preen in front of their camera that they post on Instagram. It's like a scene out of Idiocracy. It's shameful. These people don't care. Do you think AOC gives? Do you think she cares? Where's that dippy bartender crying over the hundreds of thousands of missing kids? You know, the one that the New York Times wrote about, that Democrats pretended didn't exist, that big old expose? Yeah. So I don't believe any of it. Coming up, you have every right to ask questions about RFK. Also coming up, wait until you hear with the rhinos. This makes me mad because it's like exactly what's happening in Texas. What in the hell is going on with some of the members of the Republican Party? Wait until you hear what I tell you about what Republicans, these are the ones who won't let you have your firearms. They're the ones who fought to make sure you have a waiting period and that you don't have due process and all of this stuff. They were the ones who were championing DEI and defending Disney. I guess they didn't have a problem with Disney grooming your kids. It's kind of creepy. It kind of makes me, you know, are they groomer apologists? Anyway, they are so hell-bent on not implementing Trump's immigration agenda. Wait until you see the tricks that they were doing yesterday. It is asinine. These people need to be run out on a rail. We're going to talk about that and more as we move. Our partners that help bring you the program. And again, apologies, your girl. The show goes on. Your girl's very under the weather, so I sound like I'm under the weather today. So just FYI, I appreciate you bearing with me. The folks who help bring you free programming. And it is true. They do bring you free programming. They do a great job. We're very grateful for them. The folks over at Preborn, this is a great organization. Preborn does so much to save the lives of infants. And they are firm champions of the Sanctity of Life Month. And the, that's always, always, always err on the side of life. And when you think of the abortion pill, and how, I mean, I was listening to them tell me about how many abortions are actually now due to the abortion pill as opposed to how you normally think women go out and obtain abortions. It's stunning. And Preborn wants to give women a second chance to choose life. I mean, these abortion pills are going to be over 60% of abortions. So they are working with women, meeting women where they are and letting them know they are strong and empowered and they can be a mother. And Preborn is there to help. They have ultrasounds. When a woman hears her baby's heartbeat, sees her baby on an ultrasound, the chance for that baby's life increases by 50%. And your donation, 100% of it saves lives. Every dollar you donate goes directly to saving babies. People who are donating are buying ultrasound machines. They're providing life-saving ultrasounds. They're also providing care, working with Preborn up to 2 years to make sure these families get on the right path and are strong and can stand on their own. That's what they do. Preborn has a 4-star charity rating, so you can give with confidence. If you're able, consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way. $5,000 sponsors Preborn's network for 24 hours. It rescues 200 babies. The way to donate, dial 250 and say baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com/Dana. That's 250, dialed 250, 250, and say baby, or go to preborn.com/Dana.
Bank of America is full of lies. After Trump called out Bank of America for debanking people for their conservative politics, they issued a statement full of lies. Remember who gave the FBI a list of customers that made transactions around January 6th?
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, first up, sorry. It's very, very, very not... very under the weather. First up. This, a factory car park is empty and a Home Depot store is eerily quiet amid social media claims that illegal immigrants are staying away. What kind of headline is this? This is stupid. Yeah, people aren't going. What? I don't know. Are they saying that there's not a lot of illegal labor at Home Depot? Is that what they're saying? Seems like it. Okay. Healthiest meal in the world apparently includes cheese and chocolate, and I'm down for it. One top nutritionist is cracked. A third quarter. I don't care about this story. This story's stupid. I don't care. Let's see. Prehistoric. I don't care. Just tell me. Cheese and chocolate. Just be like, you know what? You can have it. I can have it. You can have it. Take it. Go. Great. I don't want to dive into a five-paragraph thing about how this stupid person at the Telegraph had their life affected by this meal. Shut up. This isn't Ratatouille. I don't care about you. Just give me the story. Prehistoric 66. Oh, I do like this, though. This one's right up my alley. 66-million-year-old vomit found in Denmark. That is crazy. Prehistoric vomit. You know what? That sounds like a prehistoric, like, you know, paleo whatever era punk band where they, it's like Flintstone style and it's all played like on animal bones and stuff, and it's called prehistoric vomit. Anyway, it was a piece of fossilized vomit and it was found in Denmark. It's in the Museum of East Zealand, and they said it was an amateur fossil hunter. Here's my question. How do you look on the ground and go, oh, that's some vomit? Prehistoric vomit. I mean, kudos to you and your eagle eye, but I mean, I would have just been like, oh, here's some muck on the ground. Kicks muck. I don't know. A dead humpback whale washes ashore. He was probably hit by wind farms. I don't know. Maybe he was. Maybe it was. You know what? Me saying that is just as scientific as these people talking about global warming. This humpback whale was beaten to death by a wind farm near Huntington Beach. There's my story. There's my headline. We have a lot on the way, including these cabinet, the confirmations. We have more hearings this week. Stay with us. The Super Barine product, which is available at Sam's Club. Everything brought to you by Super Barine. And you guys know the Super Beats Heart Chews. Well, they also make the Super Barine product, which you can just walk right into a Sam's Club and purchase. It is just that easy. It helps with healthy metabolism and also healthy blood sugar levels as well. It's a plant-based supplement with formulated with an ingredient that helps to support all of that. Clinically researched, real results, super convenient, used by doctors from the makers of Super Beats Heart Chews. So head to your nearest Sam's Club, save on the Super Beats Heart Chews and the Super Barine made with clinically researched berberine. And you'll love the way it makes you feel. Only at Sam's Club.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real. Subscribe to the Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Donald Trump is sworn in as president again. Joe Biden preemptively pardons political allies and more family members as he exits. And the American people strongly back the new president on deportations and transgender policy. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. And we've been, there's a lot of stuff to hit. This, in fact, audio soundbite one, this, I'm telling you what, you make this happen. You make this happen. Kane, the celebrations here. Do not let the fact that I am sick detract or make you think I am not super excited. Inside, I'm confetti.
Glitter.
This, confetti, glitter, all the fun things. This, though, this audio soundbite, this could be my best friend in audio form. Listen.
And that was all made through tariffs. As we had no income tax. The income tax came in 1913. As I said in my speech last week, instead of taxing our citizens to enrich foreign nations, we should be tariffing and taxing foreign nations to enrich our citizens. Does that make sense, right?
Wow. Wow. Yep. So that is, that's super, super huge. Super huge. If that happens, but I do you honestly see some of these Republicans doing this? This is my problem here. And I've got, I don't want you to think that I'm getting into the weeds with a couple of different states, because we're going to talk about Texas and Florida coming up. But I want you to understand one of the reasons why I'm focusing on these two states like this is to kind of show you that you have the problem of, you know, moderate weak Rhino Republicans federally. But then in all of the areas where Trump is going to have a battle federally, he's really relying on the states to implement some of this stuff from a ground up perspective. And a lot of these states, some of these soft Republicans are trying to thwart that in the states. They're trying to do everything that they can so that they actually don't have to implement Trump's agenda. And this is becoming a major problem. And you got to know about it, because here's why what they do in Texas or what they do in Florida matters to you, even though you might live in Kansas, or you might live in, maybe you're one of our listeners in Washington or Pennsylvania. Here's why. Because when you allow these precedents to be established, it becomes catching. And you're going to have all of these other rhinos in all of these other states go, look what they did in Texas to kind of thwart some of their conservatives. Look, they had their new House Speaker and their new leadership give and promise committee chairs to Democrats, even though they're the supermajority. Why in the world would they do that? Because they're Democrats. Or in Florida, they're trying to make Ron DeSantis a lame duck president by reallocating the authority of the executive, which I don't even know how that would pass state constitution muster, trying to reallocate the power of the executive in that state to the agricultural commissioner. Not even kidding you. So this is a problem. And this is one of the reasons why we got to really focus on this. I would love for there to be an abolishment of the income tax. I don't think that we have the balls in Congress to do it. We don't. We're barely, I honestly think there might be a chance for reciprocity to pass, but I think it's, you know, again, you have a bunch of people that don't have the balls to do it. That's the problem. Now, they're already with immigration. I had a couple of stories here for you, because there were a couple of softy Republicans that were kind of freaking out already about some of the deportations, which, as I told you, these are all, you know, very violent criminals and people who came in illegally. Here's the issue, though. Even if we're deporting, and I think, I don't know where he's at right now, but if he were to deport 800 illegal immigrants every single day for the rest of his presidency, that's about, how many did Republicans say Joe Biden brought in? It was over 7 million. That's not going to get anywhere close. It's a good start, but that's just how much we have to do. That just gives you kind of an idea of how much we have to do. So this is, it's, we're not just fighting the left, we're also fighting ourselves and within people within the party. I don't consider rhinos part of Big Ten. I consider them traitors, because they are not really, they don't really share conservative principles, and they pretend to care about the Republican platform, but if the Republican platform is a little too conservative, they won't do it. They won't implement it. And as Kane said, the rhinos are easier to spot these days. We're going to talk some more about that. So I wanted to also get into, let me pull this up. Did you hear what happened last night with Border Patrol? Bill Malugin was reporting this. He's got photos and everything. DPS has been patrolling the area, and they had a drone in the air, and they saw Mexican military assets staging on the other side of the river because they heard about the cartels. The cartels opened fire on our Border Patrol. Border Patrol returned fire. Nobody was hit on either side. And the illegal aliens that they were trying to traffic across the border did not make it across. So that's pretty significant. When I went down there with, one of the last times I was down there was with Louis Gohmert. And it was at like 5 a.m. And they had just had a huge herd of people go through. But what Border Patrol was telling me was that they were having these people, mostly kids, go through. They would distract the agents, and then maybe like a mile down the river, they would bring across like fentanyl, you know, cocaine. They'd bring drugs across. And that's usually how they go about distracting law enforcement and Border Patrol. But they had also fired, they were firing 50 cal at our Border Patrol. They were firing 50 cal. That's, This has been happening for a while. But if we, you have to have the cooperation of the Mexican military. And it does get tricky if you're just going to send in like spec ops, you know, strike teams down there to take out cartels. You know, there's always a secondary guy to step in that guy's place. But that's crazy. They return fire. And then they saw these assets there. And of course, and they were staging. Apparently, they were also trying to contain the cartel members. They said that they were assisting. Texas DPS was assisting Border Patrol. Agents took gunfire. Again, nobody was hit, thankfully. But they took gunfire. And they said drone operators captured the cartel members who were shooting at our guys. They were fleeing Mexico due to military presence, and they were trying to seek refuge on an island between the U.S. and Mexico. So, man, it's getting... I also think that the election emboldens the Mexican military to act a little bit, to just be a little bit more stringent with their actions. But this, that's crazy. That's not the first time this has happened either. Not the first time that this has happened. That this is what they have to deal with at the border. I'm going to play some audio here that we have for you. Speaking of immigration, audio soundbite 5. Tom Homan's very clear here. Listen.
Again, we're focused on criminals, but I think you and I discussed before. But in sanctuary cities, you're going to see a higher number of collateral arrests. I mean, we're going to have more criminals, but there's going to be a big number, what we call collateral, because when we're forced into the neighborhood to find the bad guy, he's probably going to be with others. And we're not going to instruct ICE agents to ignore their oath, ignore the law. If they're here illegally, they're going to go to jail too. And that's why I'm imploring the sanctuary cities, let us in the jail, arrest the bad guy in the jail where the community is safe, the officer is safe, the alien is safe. You're forcing the community, you're going to get exactly what you don't want.
Exactly. He also says, audio soundbite 6, that they've been nothing, they've received nothing but, you know, cheers and support from people like in Chicago when they were conducting these immigration raids. Listen.
As far as the local community, nothing but cheers walking through the airport, cheers walking, you know, through the streets. We stopped at a police station to take a nature break, and we went on the road so long. Every uniform in that building walked up, shook our hands, and thanked us for being there and helping them make their communities more
Tom
safe.
Tom Homan is so funny. He's such a grandpa. Yeah, we had a little nature break, but he's like the grandpa that has like that old man strength, you know, like he'll bust your kneecaps. Oh, dude, would you say you called him a union grandpa? That's a riot. He said this is a Chicago resident. To his point, though, and audio soundbite 7, listen to this. They got a good reception there.
Final thoughts are, you know, Tom Homan, you are welcome. I voted for President Trump. And let me tell you something. I was one of those lifelong Democrats. I started voting at 18, voted in every election, voted Democrat in every election, except this last one, because I'm just tired. I'm tired of the same old thing happening from the Democratic Party. I'm so glad that President Trump is now delivering on some of his promises. I heard Stephen Smith ask this earlier on Bill Maher's show, what has the Democrats delivered for us lately?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What are they delivering for them lately?
Misery.
Yeah, misery. I mean, so this is all good. This is all, I mean, they're doing exactly what the people want. He, I don't know if you guys saw this. This was a child rapist who is from Thailand in Chicago who was personally rounded up by Union Grandpa over here. This is great. Listen to this.
What's your name?
Seda.
Seda what? You have a person that's named
Sarah.
Seda Sam?
Yes.
He's an actual child rapist.
Where are you from?
In the country illegally.
Where I was born or where I'm from?
Where are you born?
Thailand.
You've been deported before from the United States?
No.
Never been deported?
Bob, I've been in the system before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you been charged with?
Charged with?
Before.
I'm not going to say that. I'm going to talk to my lawyer.
Yeah. Are you a citizen?
My mom's a citizen.
Your mother's a citizen?
Yes.
But you're not?
Nope.
But you've never been deported before?
Dr. Phil.
Yeah? How do you know me?
No, I seen Dr. Phil, you know, on TV.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Phil, who's there with Tom Holman.
Well, this is an example of sanctuary cities, right? We got an illegal alien convicted of sex crimes involving children, and he's walking the streets of Chicago. Again, the downfall, the problem with a sanctuary city, that people like us walking the street rather than law enforcement working with federal agents, this is what we're dealing with.
That's the type of person that Selena Gomez is crying for. Child rapist. What is that guy doing alive, much less walking the streets illegally in the United States? You're here in the country illegally and you're preying on kids? Oh my gosh. I mean, I can come up with 1,001 very creative ways to torture you to the point of death, but not to death. I mean, that's ultimately what should happen to these child predators, particularly if you come in illegally and you're targeting kids, you're targeting citizens, children. That's good. People think that this doesn't happen, that this is not... It's not a real thing. And those people don't even know how the half of it. I'm going to tell you something. The times that I've been to the border and I've talked with Border Patrol, the stuff that they told me is shocking. And they have photos because they have to take photos when they come across crazy stuff. And it's a lot. It's not, you know, that's not the exception. That's kind of the rule. And they have to have those for their reports and et cetera. And everything from... You know, intercepting a group of, I had a Border Patrol agent tell me that they had, and this was a few years ago, they had intercepted a group of young girls, and all of them had been, yeah, as you can imagine. I mean, you're talking like 14 and under, and they were being trafficked. And there it was a point where the cartel, because I think Border Patrol was doing a training exercise, and the way it was explained to me is the cartel had a difficult decision to make. Are they going to traffic these girls? Are they going to get probably what was fentanyl, et cetera, across the border? Because it was happening at the same time. So they ended up going with the fentanyl, and they allowed these girls to be a distraction. And they were just shaking. They were dirty. They had been violated repeatedly. And it's terrifying. You know, and these agents, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, their dads, their husbands, their brothers, you know, you see a group of, I'm talking 14 and under, girls come in, and they were they photograph everyone when they're processing them. They did not want to come illegally. They were sold into it by their families. None of them wanted to come. They were terrified. And that's, where's Selena Gomez crying for girls like this? Where are any of these people? That's what I'm saying. These people are evil. They don't care. They don't care about any of the stuff that these people are going through as a result of the policies these same people push. Spare me your crocodile tears. It's so sad. But this is real. That's not even the half of it. It is a horrific thing that people are supporting when they're supporting an open and lawless border. We have a lot more on the way. With everything going on in the world right now, the economy, conflicts, the open border, spiraling national debt, the devastating inflation, it's critical that you have a plan for diversifying and protecting your savings. And that's why so many, including myself, have turned to precious metals like gold and silver to help protect our savings. And I've partnered with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, to make that happen. It's a great company with a great reputation, and they could not have made the process any easier. And right now, Goldco is offering a free gold and silver kit that will show you how precious metals can help protect and diversify your savings. And for my audience, they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. All you have to do is visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started today. Goldco has helped thousands of Americans place over $3 billion in gold and silver, and they can help you as well. Join thousands who trust Goldco. Visit DanaLikesGold.com.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What? What's your name?
Yeah, I got no space in my car is small.
I can fit in this car.
No, believe me, you can.
Yes, I can.
Believe me. So, I'm sorry.
What am I going to do about my money?
I'm going to cancel you. You're not going to be charged.
So, you telling me I can't get in a lift because I can't fit in your car?
Yeah, you need to order a bigger car.
What make you think I can't fit in a car?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What makes you think I can't fit in this car?
Because the car is small.
My best friend has a biz that's newer than this that I can fit in. That's the same size.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't.
So are you really telling me I'm too big to get in your car? So I gotta order another lift.
Yeah. And to be more specific with you, I got very tired.
What I got to do with your tires?
Yeah, and you have no space.
How do you know I don't have no space?
Yeah, I got no space.
This chick is recording her Lyft driver.
How do you know I don't have no space?
Because I tried before.
Huh?
Because I've been in this situation.
So every big person you sign down because they can't fit in your car?
Yeah, because
have you seen her, though? Are we going to show her? Because girlfriend is large and in charge.
Well, she's one of those things.
No, she's large and in charge. Can we don't we have a photo of her? There was a piece.
Yeah, there was a video.
Yeah. But people got to see her because it's something else. I mean, I get it. I'm trying to understand her weight. She's morbidly obese. It's not healthy.
489 pounds is the reported weight. So just a smidge under 500. And I gotta be honest with you. The guy was being nice about it. He's like, my car's too small. He's not saying she's too big. He was saying, my car's too small. I'm trying to be nice here.
Is he supposed to like drag the underside of his car on the asphalt because she's owed a ride? Right. You're not owed anything.
And Lyft has XL, so you should order Lyft XL.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, get the larger one. That's not, you know, good heavens. It's not this guy's fault. Okay, yeah, that's her. 489 pounds. That was a little car she ordered, dude. We have our second hour on the way. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will also join us. Stick with us. Achieving vibrant, youthful skin doesn't have to be complicated. With the power of Native Path Collagen, you can nourish your body from within and enhance not just your skin, but also your hair, your nails. By incorporating Native Path Collagen into your daily routine, you can promote a plump, radiant complexion, reduce signs of aging, and boost your overall vitality, all without any unnecessary fillers or additives. Native Path Collagen has only type 1 and 3 collagen, the most important types, making up 90% of your body's collagen. No artificial sweeteners, just pure third-party tested goodness. It's completely flavorless, so you can just add it to about anything, your coffee, your smoothies, oatmeal, or whatever you want. And the best part is that Native Path's peptides formula makes it more bioavailable, so it means your body will absorb it easily. Start your journey to healthier skin today. Get nativepath.com/Dana and stock up on Native Path Collagen and save up to an incredible 45% off plus free shipping. Every order includes a 365-day money back guarantee. Don't miss out. Head to getnativepath.com/Dana.
We will continue to protect civil and human rights, and we welcome all individuals and families who want to work, live, and thrive here in our beloved city. The Welcoming City Ordinance is a law, and it is the law of the land here in Chicago. We will uphold it, along with the Complementary Illinois Trust Act, to ensure that our immigrant communities are safe.
When you say immigrant communities, do you mean like the people who came in and are Americans? I mean, I think it's, can I just say, I think that you're being ignorant when you are talking about Americans who came in and are citizens and you're like, oh, these immigrants here, you're a racist. Number one. Number two, the fact that you continually lump them together with people who disregarded the laws of the land and broke the law and criminally entered the United States. The fact that you conflate them, that speaks more to their actual, I think, views on immigrants than anything else. They're the ones who think that all immigrants are the same. Because they all try to say like they all act like, oh, they're all illegal immigrants. That's why they conflate it all so much. They refuse to differentiate. Welcome to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of the second hour. If I sound really, your girl is very much under the weather. But I think it would be a lot worse had I not been taking my ivermectin. Thank you all, Family Pharmacy, because that's how I got it. I think it helps with everything. We've been talking about this immigration issue for quite some time, and I really want you to be aware of some of the craziness that's happening in some of these state legislatures, because if you think it's not going to happen to you, I've got a handful of states to show you how it can happen to you in just one or two election cycles. As we talked about, you know, with regard to Texas has been dealing with very left-leaning leadership, and everybody thought it'd be great if we could get, you know, Dade Phelan out, who is the speaker, who is a very, you know, he's a big giant rhino. And I think everybody thought it'd be great to get Dade Phelan out. But then we get a guy who promises his Democrat friends these committee chairs that, you know, it's a Republican supermajority. Why are we giving these committee chairs to Democrats? That's number one. And why they always gum up everything, whether it's immigration, whether it's something to do with Second Amendment, whether it's taxation, they're always gumming it up. So that's a major problem. Another major problem that we're dealing with is what's happening in Florida right now. So in Florida, Trump made it very clear that he wants the state to pick up some of the slack on this stuff and make sure that, you know, they are implementing his agenda, doing everything possible to make sure that when they're fighting federally, that we can have the states step in and take over some of the slack on this, so that his agenda is going to get implemented, particularly where it concerns deportations, etc., because he's got to work with state governors on this. And so that's what in Florida Ron DeSantis has been trying to do. So let me just tell you what's happening in Florida. And we're going to talk to the Florida governor about this coming up. This is what's happening in Florida. You have a bunch of rhinos, and these are the people that got, you remember the Trulieve pot thing, the Canadian company that came in. Well, they paid a lot of money to a lot of lawmakers, and I'm not making false accusations. This stuff is public because Trulieve has to note what they are spending their money on and what, et cetera. They have to, by way of how they're structured for tax purposes. So they're spending a lot of money on this, trying to basically buy influence and buy power in the state of Florida, right? So that's one of the things that's happening. So the issue with these lawmakers back, and this really became apparent with the Trulieve stuff, they took all this money. They went out there and they were giving all kinds of lip service to Trulieve. It's a Canadian pot company. They wanted to buy the monopoly in the state of Florida. They wanted to buy the monopoly on pot in the state of Florida. It had nothing to do with legalizing marijuana. It had nothing to do with any of that. It was about giving Trulieve as much power as like the Vatican would have in Italy. I mean, they wanted to give them complete and total power. And so as a result, all of these lawmakers getting paid by Trulieve, getting lots of money, not disclosing it. They weren't exactly transparent about it. And it's a big deal. I'm sorry, I'm dealing with this microphone. Like, we're having a major problem with this microphone not staying up. So apologies on that. So you had this problem with Trulieve, and they're paying all of these lawmakers. They're not making it public. These lawmakers are going out and they're seeing the praises of Trulieve and trying to get people to vote to grant this Canadian company all of this power and authority. And that's a problem. And it came out even after Trulieve was defeated at the ballot box. So this is it's a problem that extends past immigration. You've got a lot of corrupt lawmakers that are not being transparent about a lot of stuff. And they're not being transparent as it relates to immigration as well. Like, for instance, you know, you've got this lawmaker, this Wilton Simpson, right? And he's one. We've talked about some of them, some of these other lawmakers before. And this guy, Wilton Simpson, he is the agriculture commissioner. He's, from what I understand, he owns a lot of land. He's got a farm. And as you guys know, farmers, there's absolutely no interest that they have in immigration, right? We know that farmers don't have any interest in immigration. They have no interest in immigration at all. No, that's not true, Kane. Why would you say that? They don't. They have no interest in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Agriculture doesn't have any interest in
cheap
labor?
Yeah, you know. No. They don't want cheap labor.
Huh.
That's never happened in the history of politics on this. So so you got Wilton Simpson. He's the agricultural commissioner. His toadies in the legislature are trying to lame duck DeSantis. And they are trying to strip DeSantis of any authority he would have as it pertains to enforcing immigration orders. So they want to strip him of the ability to enforce immigration. And they want to give that authority, I'm not even kidding you, to the agriculture commissioner. Now, what sense does that make? Without telling you that there is a conflict of interest, because the agriculture commissioner of the state of Florida has a vested interest in cheap labor for farm and land because of what he owns. So that's kind of a problem. This is a guy who supported bills to provide tuition breaks to illegal aliens. This is a guy who I think he's like a supportive of driver's licenses. He opposes E-Verify. He opposes anything that would force businesses to verify that their workers were actually legitimate workers and that they were here illegally. He doesn't do any of that. There's a lot of conflict here. And he also previously supported legislation. It was a bill that would have inhibited construction of housing for workers on agricultural land, and he was against it. And he fought with DeSantis over that. And that is spilled onto social media. And so that what they're doing is they're saying that they're out there to, their whole goal is to pass Trump's bill. And they keep name dropping Trump. Like they think it's going to be a spell to prevent them from any kind of criticism. They have opposed Trump's mandate from the get-go. They threw a fit. They didn't want to go in and start a special session and start work, before they had to. They actually thought they could wait till March. They actually thought that they could wait until March to show up and do their jobs for the voters of Florida. They didn't want to do anything about immigration. This is the time is of the essence. I mean, he's got 6 months before midterm cycles start. He's got to get the bulk of his stuff done in the next 6 months. It's crazy, but that's what has to happen. That's why I keep saying all gas, no brake. And they opposed it. They wanted to just kind of fart around until into March. They didn't want to go in early for special session, and they're livid that they had to. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to lame duck DeSantis and pass this weird legislation where they take his executive authority and give it to the agriculture commissioner. I'm not kidding you. That's what they're doing, so that they can go soft on immigration. Because the bill that they have that they put forward on immigration is really, really bad. I mean, it's a bad one. It's they called it the Trump Act, which is hysterical because you know how you had like we make note of all of the bill names that actually don't have anything to do with what the bill's about. That's what this is. So the Florida legislature, so DeSantis worked with Trump for what he wanted passed in Florida. And the Florida legislature is saying no to all of it. So they wanted, Trump and DeSantis wanted law enforcement compliance. The rhinos in the Florida legislature said absolutely not. And they refused to put enforceable duty on state and local law enforcement to actually cooperate on illegal immigration enforcement. So that means that Florida localities would have no way to enforce federal efforts. They wanted to kneecap it right out of the gate. They wanted Trump and DeSantis, because they talked about this, They wanted to make this a blueprint for all of the other states in the country. They want to establish a state crime for entering the U.S. illegally and have a process for self-deportation. The Florida legislative, the rhinos in the legislature, they're removing that. They want to remove that authority from the governor to be able to enforce that law. They actually want to take gubernatorial authority and give it to the agriculture commissioner. They refuse to redress remittances, and they refuse to allow. They want to work to allow aliens that are here illegally to continue sending money to other countries. They refuse to put a stop to it. They refuse to, like, gang enforcement. DeSantis had wanted to broaden the legal definition of gang-related activities. Trump had reposted all of this and said this is the way to go forward, and other governors should do it. That's not what the rhinos in the Florida legislature are doing. They are refusing to include that. They will not establish it as a state crime to enter the U.S. And they are refusing to require people registering to vote to affirm under oath that they're actually a resident of Florida. I mean, this goes on and on. This is like one of the worst things I've ever seen. And it's all because they're mad that he made them go into work. They sit here and they say Trump's name, but if you look at their record, they actually hate Trump. They don't like him. They are to the left of him. So that tells you everything you need to know. We're going to talk more about this because you need to watch this happening in your state. If it can happen in states like Texas and Florida, it can happen anywhere. And don't think that just because they have an R after their name that they're genuinely Republican. I did contract the woo flu. The last time I had the woo flu, though, it didn't really bother me. This is a good old-fashioned. I don't know what it is. I'm fighting the SHOT Show plague. All Family Pharma, though, I mean, one of the reasons that I have the medicines that I have is because of them. And they just, it's, and one of the reasons why I feel confident in buying from them, and I do buy from them. I use my own discount. I literally drop my own name in there to get the discount. But one of the things about it is I know where everything is coming from. So I know that these are all U.S. ingredients. These are not Chinese antibiotics. And All Family Pharmacy, this is, you trust where your medicine's coming from, right? And you can get 10%, like I said, Dana 10, 10% off your entire order. It's simple. It's fast. It's affordable. It's made in the USA. They have everything, not just ivermectin. I mean, they have antibiotics. They have 200, over 200 essential medicines. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off with promo code Dana10. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, promo code Dana10.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently half of millennials are depending on a tax refund to make ends meet, according to a survey. Yay, the government theft season kicks off Monday, January 27th. Make sure that you give your money to the government under threat of penalty because it's not ever really your own. Yay. 50% of millennials said that they would take a year-long vow of celibacy to avoid a filing. I would literally forego playing Warhammer for an entire, I would do it for 5 years just to abolish the IRS. Yeah, that's a serious. That's how committed I am to seeing the abolishment of the government theft agency. But it's, this is what gets me. They depend on the tax refund to make ends meet. That's their income. They depend on their income to make ends meet. You absolute cousin-loving blockheads. It is their own income. It's not like it's a handout from the government. It is their own income that you steal. Moving on. God makes a comeback in Gen Z. Apparently, people who are in their teens and early 20s are half as likely to call themselves atheists as compared to their loser parents, according to a new poll. Look at that. What is... Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? You know why? It's because they're being raised by Gen X. That's why. So they said those who are 18 to 24, they're all Gen Z. They're the most spiritual age group. In the UK, they're the most spiritual. Only 13% identify as atheists. 62% describe themselves as very or fairly spiritual. Wow. Wow. That's wild. And I'm telling you, that's where it's, that's where it's going.
Pendulum is swinging.
Huh? Pendulum is swinging. It is swinging. I think that it's also like who you're raised by. I don't know. Are millennials raising alphas? And Gen, I don't know. Yeah. So, New York, of course they are considering a background check to buy a 3D printer because this is so stupid. They're trying to say, oh, we want to actually, I told you that we're going to ban 3D printers, right? We talked about this before. You knew this was coming. They're going to ban everything. Firearms are just the start of it, but they're looking to ban 3D printers because they think that gangbangers are out there printing guns. By the way, have you ever printed a gun? I mean, the printing has gotten a lot better, but if I'm being totally honest, would I like have that as my, like, if I had to take that as my one gun on a, you know, an island with hostile folks, I'm not going to bring something I 3D printed. Does that sound snotty? I'm not. I'm just, you can't do it, and the technology is always progressing and it gets really good, but that's not what gangbangers are doing, guys. And hey, guess what? They're criminals, so they're going to get them illegally anyway. It's just like getting them on the black market. A man gets a year in jail for flinging fish and carrots. Okay. And at a Lincoln DMV. All right. I mean, I don't know why, but this is according to a local ABC affiliate. He got a year. He was flinging food around inside of a DMV. He got charged with misdemeanor criminal mischief, 90 days for disturbing the peace. And he said he was agitated. He threw a bag of fish and carrots at someone as he left, and it went all over the floor and ceiling of the brand new office. NASA is tracking a city killer asteroid that sadly is only skimming past Earth today. Really sad. It's only skimming past Earth. It's 10 times faster than a speeding bullet. It's going 35,000 miles per hour. So, not hitting us, sadly. You know, I thought it would be the sweet meteor of death, a.k.a. Smod, but there it is. And coming up, we've got Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to talk about the shenanigans being pulled by Florida lawmakers. You need to pay attention to this. Are Republicans doing this in your state to avoid the Trump immigration agenda? You better find out. Stick with us. It's the folks over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country. They offer a way to vote with your wallet so you don't compromise on quality or convenience. And with Patriot Mobile, it's nationwide coverage you can trust. You can support what you believe in. Seamless switching with their 100% based, U.S.-based customer service team. And right now, you can get a free month of service using promo code Dana. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT. Get that free month of service using promo code Dana.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. We are at the bottom of this second hour. And of course, you can watch Coast to Coast. You can listen terrestrially, Channel 347 DirecTV. This, I got to tell you, I'm going to go. We've been talking about this story with rhinos in the legislature, Texas and Florida. I am bowled over by what I'm seeing in Florida right now. I see a small squad of mean girl Republican legislators who are mad that Governor Ron DeSantis made them come into work to actually implement a strong, you know, immigration reform agenda. And they have spent all of their energy trying to do everything that they can. That is not their job. So joining me right now on this, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis from the Sunshine State. He joins me now. And Governor, it's good to see you. Good to be with you. If you can hear me, he might still be getting set up. And I think we don't have...
They don't have our audio?
I don't think he's got audio. So we're going to wait and check that real quick and make sure we got the audio. If you are just joining, and again, welcome. We're at the bottom of the second hour. This has been a problem with Florida and for like the past couple of weeks now. This has been a major issue. This issue of trying to get all these lawmakers on the same page so that we can get actual strong immigration reform passed. And so what we've been seeing is the Florida governor, you know, he had some really robust proposals that, you know, he had been discussing with the legislature. He talked about it with President Trump. Trump had reposted it and said all these other governors need to fall in line. But apparently the lawmakers aren't. I think we've got him now. We got the governor, Governor DeSantis. There he is. Governor, good to have you.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, although I would be doing better if I, you know, saw that it was going a little bit easier on immigration reform in Florida. I got to tell you, I've never seen people who don't want to do their job more than some of these people in Florida. But it seems the agricultural commissioner wants to do your job and not his. Give us your take on this mess that they've created.
Well, we obviously when Donald Trump got elected, he had a big mandate to deal with immigration and to enforce immigration law. But if you look at the amount of resources the federal government has, now they've come out with a bang, but even that, you know, they're arresting 700, 800, 1,000 people a day. If you extrapolate that out, that's not even approaching just the 10 million that came under Biden. So, and I think they will ramp up more, but you really need local and state governments to work collaboratively to enforce immigration law. That's what the administration called for in some of the executive orders to actually allow deputizing local law enforcement, yeah, state law enforcement with immigration authority. So in Florida, if a boat of Haitians lands in the Keys, my guys, if they're deputized, they could just send them back to Haiti. Right now, they're not permitted to do that. So we have an opportunity to lead in Florida to do this. Now, in order to do that, we do need legislation. The legislative leaders in Florida were not interested in doing a special session, so I had to call one unilaterally, which I have a right to do.
Yes,
and
they were
immediately
mad.
Said that it was premature and it could wait and that there was no urgency to deal with illegal immigration. I've been waiting 4 years to deal with it, so I thought there was a lot of urgency. And so they didn't know. And so then they decided to come in yesterday, even though we put very bold proposals out. They gaveled out of that, created their own special session, and then drop this bill, which they've labeled the Trump Act, but it's anything but strong. It's kind of like Obama called Obamacare the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
And Biden called his spending boondoggle the Inflation Reduction Act. These are misnomers because it gutted all the key provisions of our proposals that would have actually worked for Interior Enforcement. And so I will say this, and we obviously have been working with the transition policy guys. You know, I've spoken to the president about it numerous times. He obviously does want to see other states follow suit. But what he told me yesterday was, he says it needs to be as strong as possible because we got to get the job done. Obviously, what the legislature did, not only not as strong as possible, it was very weak. It was a de facto amnesty bill. Our proposals were really, really strong.
Yeah.
The legislature wants to go stronger, by all means do it. But this is our moment to get this done. Half-baked measures are not going to work. And so they tried to do this yesterday. They got really negative feedback from Republican voters here in Florida. I don't think I've ever seen the legislature do anything that got such a negative feedback as what they tried to do yesterday. So they're not, they haven't gone into the chamber. They're still meeting. I don't know what they're doing. They're not really talking to our office. But the reality is we got to get this done. We're either going to get it done now, or we'll get it done the weekend or next week. But we're going to keep pushing until we do this, because now's the time for us to finally get the job done. They, one of the things they did was they were bragging about they're going to create all this money so that they can house illegals. I don't want to house them. I want to deport them. That's the mandate.
That's taxpayer dollars.
To President Trump.
This is, we're talking with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. I just want to look at this list. I know you've tweeted this out. You know, I've been talking to a lot of my friends. I have a ton of friends who live in Florida. I have family that live in Florida. This, I mean, it seems like common sense, the proposals that you had, you know, law enforcement compliance, making sure that there's participation in the deportation program, establishing, you know, it as a state crime. If there, if you have people entering illegally and have a process for self-deportation, the unauthorized alien transport program, expand that, broaden the legal definition of gang-related activities, repeal in-state tuition, which, by the way, one of those lawmakers that came out against stronger immigration was for in-state tuition for illegal aliens. That's interesting. And require voter registration. They don't want any of this. They have omitted all of this from the proposals, from the legislation that they are trying to counter with. And they have the audacity to call it the Trump Act. Do they think, Governor, that just saying Trump, 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 Trump a bunch of times is going to hide the fact that they're actual rhinos who've been doing more to stab you and the president in the back over this reform than anything else?
Well, I definitely think you have an element of the Republican Party that they try to leverage Trump's popularity to camouflage their squishy policies. And they think if they just put Trump's name on it, that somehow that's going to be enough. But I can tell you, our voters are smarter than that.
Oh, yeah.
Our voters know. They've seen me in office now for 6 years. We've led very strongly against illegal immigration. All these Republicans campaigned against Biden's border policies. They campaigned in favor of Trump's immigration policies. And so when you get into office, the thing you got to do is just do what you told the people you would do. The proposals that we generated are exactly what our voters have asked for. They're exactly what I told people we would do, and they would be effective in really being a force multiplier to help the Trump administration's very critical mission in this regard. What the Florida legislative leaders have tried to do is not what anybody campaigned on. It is toothless. It will not make a difference, and actually may make it worse, because they are they're attempting to transfer enforcement power from the governor to the commissioner of agriculture.
That is,
which, as we know, agriculture has been a magnet for illegal foreign labor for many, many decades. Not exactly what you want overseeing it. But here's the thing. They do have some law enforcement because there are certain things that they enforce there. But I've got Highway Patrol just did a bust alongside ICE of a bunch of illegals. I've got National Guard. I've got Florida Department of Law Enforcement. I've got Fish and Wildlife in terms of illegals coming by boat. We have a robust apparatus as it is, and integrating that with the feds more closely, having the locals have to be a part of this program as well. Man, we will make a huge, huge impact on this problem, and we will really be a force multiplier for the administration's efforts. But if the states and localities don't get in the game here, you know, they'll have some success, but you're not going to be able to reach the kind of numbers that we all want to see to fulfill Trump's mandate.
I mean, I'm looking at this, talking with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. These lawmakers don't even require state and local officials to actually work with the Trump administration on deportation. Your proposal demands that. They refuse to include it. How are they calling this the Trump Act? I mean, that's just one of a basketful of examples.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a linchpin of Trump's executive orders, if you look at it, is maximizing participation in some of these federal programs where you do have state and locals that are assisting the federal government with immigration enforcement. Now, the federal government can't just tell a state or a local, you have to do it. You can't commandeer them,
right.
But we can voluntarily join. And then at the state level, if we have legislation, we can impose a duty on the locals to participate, which we want to do. So that is the linchpin of being able to do this effectively. And I think what will happen if Florida is able to nail this and do it in a way that's really going to have impact, you will see other red states follow suit. And you're going to end up seeing in the red states, you'll have robust interior enforcement, people that are here illegally, you'll have deportations, you'll have a lot of illegals probably will just go to blue states or return home. And the blue states will likely be sanctuary states, but our quality of life will increase dramatically. There's no question about it. And here's the thing, if we can't do this now,
right?
If we can't get this done after the election results, after the president coming in like gangbusters with these great executive orders, you know, really kicking butt, taking names, we're never going to do this. And this is like the top issue Republicans have been talking about for years. And so, yes, the legislative leaders, they don't have that requirement, which would basically mean that nothing will really change. Whatever Trump does, fine, but there's not going to be any amplification of his efforts throughout the state of Florida. And that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for robust cooperation and enforcement. And that's how you really make a dent in the problem.
I think it's important to note, too, Governor, and you know, I'm looking at the lawmakers, the group of lawmakers that are trying to pull this stunt on Florida voters. I mean, they all have very mixed bag records on immigration. You know, as I mentioned, some of them were actually in favor of proposals in favor of providing in-state tuition to illegal immigrants. You know, the agriculture commissioner, which I find it weird that they're trying to siphon off executive power from the gubernatorial office to themselves. I mean, it's kind of weird that you're agricultural commissioner and you're managing a large egg scale, you know, a large scale egg lane operation. You got a vested interest, you know, because farmers and all these big O, you know, working in agriculture, I don't want to say manufacturing, but farming like this, there's a history there with illegal labor. There's a history there. This is why one of the reasons we've been focusing on that sector. To me, it seems a conflict of interest, and it feels like they're trying to pull a psyop on Florida voters by acting like they're more in tune with the White House when you're the one who's met with POTUS. You're the one who's talked to him. You're the one who POTUS tweeted out and said all other governors need to do what DeSantis is doing. And yet I want to bring up really quickly, Governor, this narrative that I see forming. It says sources confirmed that Ron DeSantis last night spoke directly with President Trump and pleaded with him to publicly support his special session immigration priorities. Trump instead called legislative leaders, including Joe Gruters, and he was one of the guys that supported some of this mixed bag stuff, to make their bill, named the Trump Act, stronger and separate from DeSantis's legislative package. I don't trust anything, Governor, that comes out of those lawmakers' mouths. They're already betraying voters. Why wouldn't they stop betraying them now? But I wanted to get your response to this narrative, because this is a political trick that seems to design to try to go at you and limit your authority to enforce this, because these are really pro-amnesty Republicans who have a vested interest in getting something, a weak immigration bill, passed because it financially benefits them. It's like True Leave all over again.
So, yeah, I mean, the president, he just said he wants as strong as possible. It's got to be strong. And that was what he said. And I just said, listen, I want to be helpful to you. I think we can do a lot in Florida. I'm willing to quarterback this. We just need to get this right. What they're doing is going to make it even more difficult and will probably be less helpful than we are even right now, which would be a step backwards. And so he's not in the weeds on it, but he totally got it. So we want to be there. We want to be helpful. I think the legislative leaders, they just want the window dressing. They want to be able to say they're doing this and everything. And so, look, ultimately, though, the proof's in the pudding. I mean, there can be proposals that I'm endorsing, but you look at them on their own merits. And if they're strong proposals, then they are. If they're proposals the legislature's doing, if they're strong, then they are. And it doesn't even matter if I'm endorsing or Trump's endorsing. These things are objective. You're either doing what needs to be done to solve the problem or you're not. And I think what the legislature did, we put out a side-by-side. No conservative who's concerned about immigration is out there saying that what they did is going to be effective. It's not. We know it's not. We've seen this song and dance before. It really is more of an amnesty play and to solidify there to be illegal workers in the state of Florida in a variety of these industries. So we just have an opportunity. We got to seize the moment. But I do think, and part of the reason I was talking to the president, Florida, if we stick this right, you're going to see other states. And so whatever ICE is doing on a daily basis, you know, I think there was 900 some arrests yesterday. You're going to see that grow with the state and local enforcement, because some of them will be deputized to be able to make immigration arrests and be able to enforce immigration law. So the effectiveness of the Trump administration's policy is going to be through the roof as a result of Florida and other states doing it. If you do what the legislative leaders have proposed, not only is it not going to lead to that force multiplying effect, the stuff I'm doing now will likely get undercut. And you actually probably take a step backwards, because they try to say that only the agriculture commissioner can liaison with federal immigration authorities. Well, I have constitutional authority as the chief law enforcement officer that take care of the laws are faithfully executed. I command the National Guard. I command the Highway Patrol. I command these assets. So they're trying to say that the agriculture commissioner would trump that in the order. That's not consistent with the Constitution. It also doesn't make sense. We have an apparatus that we've been using. I've had people at the border when Biden was president. We transported to Martha's Vineyard. We have other interior programs where we've busted up illegal alien rings. So we're ready to go. We just got to get the locals integrated all on these programs, get the agreements done, and then it's off to the races, and you're going to see some really good stuff.
One last question for you, Governor, real quick. What do you need from voters in order to help deliver on what they voted for? Because obviously you have people like this Wilton Simpson. You got Daniel Perez. You've got these True Leavers. Some of them got fat cash from True Leave, apparently, without being forthright with Florida voters. Now it seems like some of them like illegal labor, and they got conflicts of interest here that they need to answer for. What would you have Florida voters do in order to actually get Trump's agenda and the agenda that they voted for in Florida passed?
You just got to contact your state reps and state senators. Let them know, you know, you really want really strong action on this. Now's the time to do it. And here's the thing. I think some of these people in the legislature, they just don't want me to have ownership over it.
Well, they're mad. I don't mean to interrupt you, Governor, but I feel like they have a petty grievance over the primary that even POTUS has gotten over, but they haven't. And it seems to be playing out.
I think it's even that. I think it's, you know, we vetoed projects in the past. I mean, for example, I vetoed a bill last year that was given for agriculture worker housing, because I thought it would end up housing illegal workers, and I didn't want to do it. So there's a lot of things, vetoing appropriations, things that happen. I think they, they want to kind of fight back. But here's the thing. They can take all the credit. Come up with proposals that are as good or better than mine, pass them, and let's roll. And I don't need any pride of ownership. I don't need any credit. I just want to get the policy right and get the product right. And I think what they're telling their members is, oh, well, you know, leadership, you got to side with your chamber, don't side with the governor. No, you side with the better policy.
Right.
If we're advocating the better policy, then that's what you should do. What did you tell voters you're going to do? And is that policy reflecting what that is? I will tell you, from the people that have been responsible,
I have zero problem using lethal force to protect myself or my family. But there are times, and I have friends that have lived this life, you know, they do everything right. They go and they get their, you know, LTC that they have to get when they're in New York or in D.C. But because of the nature of their job, they have to go to a lot of places where it's either a private property gun-free zone or a municipal restriction. And as a result, they don't want to be left completely defenseless, especially because these areas also coincidentally happen to be high crime. But my friends that I know did this. They got the Byrna SD, independent of each other. That's Byrna's best-selling self-defense option. It shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And they have different models, but the Byrna SD is the most popular. And it's a good addition. you know, just to your diversified self-defense weapons array, as I said. And there's no, they don't care about gun-free zone signs. I mean, burn a gun, just if it had a middle finger, it would give one to the gun-free zone signs. No background checks, no permits. They can ship it right to your door, no waiting period. So you don't ever have to be made defenseless by anybody. And that's where Byrna comes in. This is the perfect time to reevaluate your self-defense options going into the new year. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. That's B-Y-R-N-A. Byrna.com/Dana to get 10% off your purchase.
In this life, are we rewarded for right worship and moral actions? Pastor Alan Jackson says yes.
One of the mentors in my life said something to me when I was young, that God will be no man's debtor. I'm sure I didn't understand it at the time, but I have come to understand that whatever we give to the Lord, He gives back to us in the most remarkable way.
Absolutely.
Whether it's time or excellence or attention or resources.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The president owes the American people some answers. What is he going to do about the price of eggs that's been exacerbated by bird flu? When hundreds of thousands and even millions of chickens die, they lay fewer eggs. And when there are fewer eggs, the price goes up. The problem's reaching crisis levels. In November, a dozen eggs cost approximately $4 at a grocery store in New York, already too high. It used to be $2 a year earlier. Now, that same dozen eggs cost $6.
So he's asking what's happening with eggs, the price of eggs. Wait a minute. No. I thought that there was nothing wrong with them. Kane?
I mean, Biden handed over a great economy.
I thought that there was nothing wrong at all whatsoever with the, there was no inflation. No. Cost of eggs wasn't a big deal. No. You had Karine Jean-Pierre out there bragging about how much you're going to save 16% on your 4th of July pig. I mean, 16 cents on your 4th of July pig. So why all of a sudden now is it an issue? Because they, these are the people that actually would refuse to acknowledge that this was a serious issue, inflation, and that everything was more expensive. Now they're acknowledging it. Trump's been in office for 5 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
5 days. I had to count. He's been in office for 5 days. So now the new metric, what?
Seven plus today.
Okay. So today's, so he's been in office for 7 days. So the new metric is Trump didn't do everything he promised within 7 days. So bleh, is that what I'm?
It's even more absurd when you realize that Chuck's going off the data that was just the end of 2024, where Trump was not president.
I know that I'm under the weather greatly right now. And I'm, you know, Benadryl's real strong, by the way, under the weather, not feeling great. So I wanted to make sure, Kane, that I wasn't in some sort of like, medical fever dream, and that I heard this correctly. Because, and as you said, he's going off stats that were when Biden was president. So what in the world?
It's not like he walked in the grocery store this morning and decided to say that.
I don't know. I'm telling you what. All right. So welcome back to the program. Your lovable, sick little, I got the black lung, sick little curmudgeon, Dana Lash here with you. Turtleneck capital of the world. And going through this third hour, we got to talk about some of these cabinet. I mean, there's been so much that he's been doing. He fired a bunch of IGs, because they weren't doing their job. So he's been busy there. This has been, it's been a crazy time. I want to do one more quick thing, and I'm going to move on from this about Florida. And the reason I'm so entertained by what's happening in their legislature is because it really is a drama series. I think that you have some lawmakers that are really weak in Florida. They're moderate. They're pro-amnesty. Every single one of these lawmakers that I'm talking about, from Joe Gruters to the AG, Wilton Simpson, every single one of these people, Wilton Simpson particularly, they have vested interest in amnesty. I mean, when you own a large scale egg lane operation, and you know you're dealing with big farm, there's a history there, right, with illegal labor, and then businesses like the one Wilton Simpson owns, and that's why Wilton Simpson voted to give illegal aliens driver's licenses. He voted to give them in-state tuition. He was one of the people that wanted to be able to build housing on agricultural land for workers that DeSantis rightfully is like, that's going to be used for illegal immigrants. And he's absolutely right. Gruters is the same way. These guys are so pro-amnesty. And then you look at TrueLeave that came in and was paying all these people, and they weren't being honest about it. What they're trying to do is the agriculture commissioner and the Florida speaker and the Florida Senate leader are trying to get themselves in a position to where they have all the power because they know DeSantis terms out in 27. So what they're trying to do is consolidate all of the power in their hands to make the gubernatorial office nothing but an avatar. It's just going to be the gubernatorial office won't have any power. It's going to be with all this whole cabal of rhinos. That's what they're trying to do right now. That's what this fight is. And there are some people, in my estimation, that are traitors to the Constitution, and they fetishize the primary. They can't get over the primary, and so they try to stab voters in the back by attacking and undermining good, conservative, limited government elected officials in some of these instances, and that's what some of this is, too, in my opinion. And that's what's going on here. It's like cloak and dagger drama, and it's so dumb because it's a bunch of, you know, it's a bunch of milquetoast rhinos who love them some amnesty that are mad that they're having to come in and make decisions that benefit the voters and not their bottom line. So y'all better be calling up all my listeners in Florida. Y'all better be burning up that line to Wilton Simpson's office, Wilty Wilton. Y'all better be calling Daniel Perez. These are all the people that are trying to consolidate all of the power in their hands. Y'all better be calling up Joel Gruters, because I'm going to tell you something. Maybe even if those of you listening don't live in Florida and you think that this doesn't affect you, I guarantee that it will, because all of these lawmakers have associations. You will start seeing this implemented in your state. We're dealing with this in Texas right now. Colorado's been dealing with it forever. Look where you have these state majorities in Missouri, even of Republicans, and you always have a handful of Republicans. They're the ones who end up staying there by the way they leverage fundraising, and they're the ones who end up tanking every good thing. And they act like it's sanctified because they got an R after their name. People like Gruters and Wilton Simpson and all this, they sit here and think that if they just say Trump, 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 Trump a million times, that's going to inoculate them from the discovery that they're actually backstabbing moderates. And I just feel like if you're not doing what the voter wants you to do, then why are you in the office in the first place if it's not to enrich yourself, true leavers? You know that the Canadian pot company was paying people hand over fist. I mean, it's all open record. I could spend the next hour going over some pretty damn recognizable names who were pocketing six figures of cash to stump for a Canadian pot company. Don't think for a second that some of these same people aren't getting paid to stump for amnesty like this. They absolutely are. So not everyone can say no. Power like this corrupts absolutely, I'm telling you. These people, they want power. That's what all of this fight is in Florida about. That's what the fight's about. So I'm telling you, you better hope that DeSantis holds a line or that office is going to be losing a lot of power because they're all gearing up for who comes after him. They know they can't really do a lot with him in there because he'll rhetorically kick their ass. They're waiting for the next one to come up. They think that whoever that is going to be weaker. So I'm just saying, you got to watch this stuff. Now, that being said, I want to talk about some of these, confirmation. Oh, by the way, one other quick thing. That dude's also Big Sugar. That Wilton Simpson, I'm looking at all my notes. He's a Big Sugar guy. You could say he's a sugar daddy. That Wilty Wilton. Yeah, he's a big time sugar guy. You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to put all this in one convenient post for you. Let me remind myself of that right now. I'm making a note. Because I just think you need to have all the notes that I'm looking at. This is just stuff that I've been able to find about this because I see this stuff and I'm like, wait, hold up. All right, so we've got we have a new transportation secretary. I don't know why we need a Department of Transportation, but if we're going to have it, maybe we should get someone in there whose big accomplishment extends beyond just having sex with dudes. And of course, we have a new one. We've got a new transportation secretary. I almost said president. That's not right. We have a new transportation secretary. Sean Duffy has been confirmed per Associated Press. He is leading Department of Transportation. So you mean we're actually, he's going to do stuff? Have you noted, like, where was Bob the Builder? That's how my kids used to say it. They used to say Bob the Builder, Bob a Durder, because they, when they were starting to talk. Where's the Poot Booty Juice at? The Vice Admiral, the rear Vice Admiral of the canoe fleet at Camp Wimpy Tonka. So Sean Duffy, he's vowed to restore global confidence, hire more air traffic controllers, cut DEI programs, create federal rules for self-driving cars instead of having a patchwork that he says holds back U.S. development. Also looking at railroads, airspace, safety standards, all this stuff. And, of course, he's looking at all of this. So this is going to be very interesting. He also said that he would buck any pressure to help Elon Musk in agency probes of Tesla. I actually think he would. So, I like Sean Duffy. I think he's, you know, he's accomplished. He's an attorney. He's, you know, all kind. He's held elected office. So I think he's perfectly accomplished for this. More so than Poot Booty Juice, right? Did he even get a goodbye? I don't even think he got a goodbye. I don't even know what he did like the last few days that he was in office. I don't know what he did the last year he was in office. The last 2 years he was in office. Okay, I don't know what the hell he did.
I don't think anybody does. I don't think he knew what he did.
Remember when he showed up at that one site with a hard hat too big for him? And he's got a large head. I'm like, what'd y'all give him? So that's a big deal. So now we also have RFK Jr., who is going to be, they're having, I think that's all starting this week. I think actually maybe tomorrow. And they're going to be asking him questions. Now, I got to tell you, I do think that people have the right to ask any kind of question that they want to of these nominees. And I think it's very important. I think it's very important that you do so, especially with something like this, because HHS is such a huge budget. Look, all I'm saying is that I would like to know. I'm not going to go real hard for a dude who is on record of, you know, calling gun owners terrorists and saying that people who, you know, oil and gas companies need to be put to death over climate change. That's a big issue to me. And why is it a big issue to me? It's a big issue to me because you've had the left that has used this agency to try to expand control over our lives. They've tried to make fire, like gang crime and drug crime, they've tried to make that a health issue as it pertains to firearms so that they can say that there is a health epidemic of firearms and they can use that as another route to gun control. This is also the same agency working with the CDC that had the moratorium on rent. Remember all of that? And it took, you know, by the time it was able to be overturned, how much money did people lose? I mean, they were put in such, you know, horrible situations by this. My problem is that these agencies don't just do what they're required to do as an agency. You get these people in here that do a hell of a lot more than just that. I have no guarantees that he's limited to just health and human services. That is my issue. It is not my job to kiss someone's ass. It is their job to convince me that they are good for the job. I am the patriot. This is the politician auditioning for a job. And by God, I will hold you to every letter of the Constitution. And if there's any rat bastard communist out there that has a problem with that, I will gladly buy you a one-way ticket to China. Capiche? All right. So, that being said, I want those kind of questions asked. I want to know, okay, you called previously gun owners terrorist. In your job as director of HHS, would you be persuaded to use your agency and your authority to enforce, health referendums over firearms? Would you allow for something like that to happen? I need those kind of questions asked. I and the millions of other gun owners out there, we would like to know. Because remember, excuse me, HHS with the CDC, they hid defensive gun usage from their website. Remember that whole thing? And that came out. Let me pull this up. A friend of mine broke this story. They had, it was Everytown and a couple of other gun control groups. They were told that by the gun control groups that the defensive gun usage statistics undermined the gun control narrative and they need them removed, and they did it. And CDC is a major operating, you know, cog of HHS. So, I mean, the director would have purview over that. So I want to know what he thinks about these issues. I want to know if he would allow, you know, his agency to be able to tell people that they don't have to pay their rent. These are questions that should be asked. And if these lawmakers don't ask these questions, to hell with every single one of them. I want to know. You make me feel better about this nominee. I don't ask for a lot. I just ask for some questions to be answered. I think that's pretty reasonable, don't you? All right. What does living better mean to you? Is it more money, a bigger house? Now think about this. What about how you feel physically every day? Life is so much better when you feel good. When you wake up feeling great, you can do more of the things that you love and you're ready to take on the day. If pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. And it doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate it. And it's safe to take daily. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Feel better every day and you'll live better every day. Trying Relief Factor is easy. Get their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or visit relieffactor.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, I have a million things up here. I'm trying to get it up. And hang on. All right, so first and foremost here, I have a couple of things if I can get it up. And I apologize because I'm not able to pull any of this up. First off, you had the Biden administration that very quietly spent. Do you guys know this? $15 million. $15 million on contraceptives, prophylactics, things like that. They said that they had to coordinate with the Taliban to do this. This is something that's entirely crazy. This is from the Washington Free Beacon. They awarded $15 million in taxpayer funds to Taliban-controlled Afghanistan to distribute oral contraceptives and condoms, according to a non-public congressional funding notice reviewed by the Beacon. They said that they acknowledged that there was some coordination with the Taliban and it was necessary for programmatic purposes. So, you know, it was they had to work with the Taliban on the prophylactics and stuff like that. It was $15 million. That's all. No big deal. A man was charged with his fifth DWI. He was over four times the legal limit. No. Yeah. And there's an ex-military officer who said he was abducted by aliens and they're 7 foot tall and they look like mantises. Stay with us. Achieving vibrant, youthful skin doesn't have to be complicated. With the power of Native Path Collagen, you can nourish your body from within and enhance not just your skin, but also your hair, your nails. By incorporating Native Path Collagen into your daily routine, you can promote a plump, radiant complexion, reduce signs of aging, and boost your overall vitality, all without any unnecessary fillers or additives. Native Path Collagen has only type 1 and 3 collagen, the most important types, making up 90% of your body's collagen. No artificial sweeteners, just pure third-party tested goodness. It's completely flavorless, so you can just add it to about anything, your coffee, your smoothies, oatmeal, or whatever you want. And the best part is that Native Path's peptides formula makes it more bioavailable, so it means your body will absorb it easily. Start your journey to healthier skin today. Get nativepath.com/Dana and stock up on Native Path Collagen and save up to an incredible 45% off plus free shipping. Every order includes a 365-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out. Head to getnativepath.com/Dana.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Welcome back to the program. Your sick little lovable curmudgeon here. Still lovable, just a little. It's the, I don't know if it's the SHOT Show funk, but I have been taking my... I take hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin because I think the last time that I ever had the Rona, I thought it was super helpful. And it hurts your joints. I don't have that now, but I'm taking it anyway because I can. And I talked to my doctor at All Family Pharmacy, allfamilypharmacy.com, code Dana Jenkins, 10% off. Anyway, I'm going to have a post that comes out for you later today on Substack, which is the newsletter you should sign up for, Chapter and Verse, because I send out a lot of stuff on there. I'm going to put this Florida stuff together. And again, I think it's so incredibly important because I'm watching them try to do something similar in Texas. And there's machinations similar in Missouri and some of these other states. And I just want people to be aware that I feel like they make you comfortable in thinking that you have a Republican majority, so now you don't have to worry about it. And then you remember what I've said, that this is sometimes the most dangerous time. And this is why it's like sometimes the most dangerous time. Because of stuff like this. So I'm going to put all of this together. Can I really quickly, before I move on to some other stuff, we've been talking about immigration. I've got to share this story with you. It's a Vegas one. So a Las Vegas ice cream truck was mistaken for an ICE vehicle as a deportation raid unfolded. I mean, I'm looking at it. It says Las Vegas Ice Cream Patrol.
I mean, it says ICE on it.
Yeah.
So I get it.
And they asked this guy. He says, I'm an ice cream man. That's it. But all these people were like, look, I mean, there were people who are on like TikTok and Instagram and X and Facebook. And they were going, look what ICE is doing. They all had photos of this truck in and around Vegas. And they said they were saying that it's ICE and they're trying to lure illegal immigrants. They even play music to get people to come outside. This is so sick. It is literally just an ice cream man. Now, the truck that he's in, it's what kind of truck? It looks like a delivery truck. It looks like a Brinks truck.
Yeah.
It's painted black and white. It says Ice Cream Patrol, and it has Las Vegas, and it looks like it has a sheriff's star on it, but it says Ice Cream Patrol.
It's like a box truck.
And on the side, it says to entice and delight. It literally says Ice Cream Patrol.
And on the side in smaller letters that are still big because it's the side of the vehicle, it says not affiliated with any law enforcement agencies.
Yeah.
Like they really have to make it clear.
But people are like, oh my gosh, there were people who were upset about this and they were demanding, like they thought that this was ICE that was coming in. And I mean, you guys got to be careful with this or Selena Gomez is going to make another video where she's crying into her phone about something. By the way, can I just add one more thing about that? She said when she responded to it after she took her video down, do you know what she said? She said that, quote, apparently it's not okay to show empathy for people.
Oh. You mean inconsistently?
She wasn't showing empathy for anybody except the criminals. You know, there was a story too, just I think this is part of her pattern. She took heat from fans a few years ago because she publicly referred to her longtime friend, actress Francie Arratia, as a, quote, girl who gave me a kidney. The girl literally gave her a kidney and a kidney transplant. And then she did an interview where she claimed that Taylor Swift was her only friend in the industry, which upset her friend, who is an actress, who gave her a legit kidney. And then her excuse was to say, quote, sorry I didn't mention every person I know.
Oh, my gosh.
How old is she? I mean, at some point, you know, they talk about incels that are men. What is the female equivalent of that? Because I feel like that's whatever she's 32 years old. You're a midlife broad. You're 32 years old. You're not some like cute teeny bopper tween anymore. You're not some 20, you know, twink. You're 30 something years old now. For the love of all things holy, grow TF up. Stop this stupid. So tired of this. What the hell is happening with American women? Right? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Her people. Where she's. I forgot to talk about her Punta Mita family at the Ritz.
They're my people.
The Ritz Carlton there.
They're my people as much as her people.
They're more your people than they are hers.
Yeah.
Good grief. What is wrong with. I don't know. This whole looking into the camera and crying and I'm so sad about politics and men. But I see more women do it, I got to say. So this, I'm going to pull up some audio because there's some audio that I want to make sure that we are getting to. Can we, for one moment, speaking of immigration, audio soundbite 16. I saw this on X last night. I responded to it then, but you got to hear this.
Hey, everyone. It's Father Jim Martin. Hope you're well. Yesterday on social media, I posted a few things about why
Catholics and Christians are called to care for refugees and migrants. It's basically because Jesus asks us to. In Matthew 25, he says to welcome the stranger is to welcome him. And more pointedly, not to welcome the stranger is not to welcome him. But there's also another reason, which is that Jesus himself was a refugee. Now, you might think I've never heard of that. But in the second chapter of Matthew, after the Nativity, Joseph takes Mary and Jesus away from their homeland to Egypt to flee the murderous designs of King Herod. And the classic definition of a migrant, a refugee, excuse me,
no, he's not.
Is someone who flees their homeland.
Okay, this is where I have to stop, because this guy is a moron. This pastor is an idiot. He shames the faith. This guy is why people stop going to church. This sort of false shepherd. If you're going to pretend to be a shepherd and you're going to lecture people about the Bible, you should probably do more time, spend more of your time actually reading the Bible and understanding the era of Roman rule at that time. Maybe a little more effort on that and less effort decorating your office with woke garbage. Just saying, and this is a woke pastor, you should look him up. Jesus was not a refugee. Anyone who says that is absolutely embarrassingly ignorant of world history, and it is cringe. Stop it. It is a stupid talking point that has no basis in truth. Egypt was literally a Roman province. It was such a Roman province that even though Herod, who is over Judea and other elsewhere, Roman province, Augustus legit directly oversaw rule of Egypt. And that was in 30 BC. He directly oversaw the rule and control of Egypt. It was a Roman province. And let me tell you, why were they going to Bethlehem in the first place? When they were returning for the census, they made the trek when Mary was in the last days of her pregnancy. They made the trek for the census. Ironically, what all these morons completely miss, they were going to give account of being citizens in a Roman province. And guess what? They went back home. So not only was Jesus not a refugee, but Joseph and Mary were going to make their mark and declare, yes, we are Roman. We live in a Roman province. Here we are. It's the census. And then they went home. Egypt was under control of Rome. And unlike having some kind of allocated, toady like Herod run, it was directly overseen by Augustus. A little bit of research will prevent you from looking like a heretic, like this guy. You know, the Bible's very explicit when they talk about shepherds misleading the flock. This guy might want to read up on how much millstones weigh and how deep some of the deepest parts of the sea are, because that's what God says he's got in store for false shepherds. This guy might want to take note. Stop lying about your savior and being a heretic to try to score an uneducated political point. The end. Augustus had prefects throughout the empire, but Egypt was one Augustus oversaw. He actually annexed Egypt. This was after Cleopatra, as his own personal estate. That's why he directly oversaw Egypt and not a prefect. How much school did this guy go to? Why am I more educated on the issue he's trying to preach on than him? He's got about a good 30 years on me. Shameful. You ever hear someone say that in church, you get up and walk out of that church, because that's a dead church and it's a false faith. Ridiculous. I'm so tired of these false shepherds. You want to know why people are leaving the church? Because of people like that, trying to bastardize God's word to score a political point. So there you go. Jesus was not a refugee. His parents were going to actually say, we're citizens. And then they went back home. That being said, a few other things, because we got some more audio. Oh, yeah, we do have time. We do have time a little bit more. Guess who's leaving CNN? Audio soundbite 18. Do I care? Listen.
It is never a good time to bow down to a tyrant. I have always believed it's the job of the press to hold power to account. I've always tried to do that here at CNN. Gosh. And I plan on going doing all of that in the future. One final message. Don't give in to the lies. Don't give in to the fear.
Don't give in to my content.
Hold on to the truth and to hope.
Have you ever seen Even anyone who loves themselves as much as Jim Acosta loves Jim Acosta? It's pretty stunning. He's leaving CNN. I think he's a little saucy about it. Don't really care. Did anybody watch his show? Like, we don't even come to think of it. I don't think we ever played clips of it. Have we? Have we ever played clips of Jim Acosta's program? No. I know we've played clips of him, like, when he was asking questions at White House press avails, but we never played it because nobody watched it. That's why we have more to come. All Family Pharma, though. I mean, one of the reasons that I have the medicines that I have is because of them. And they just, one of the reasons why I feel confident in buying from them, and I do buy from them. I use my own discount. I literally drop my own name in there to get the discount. But one of the things about it is I know where everything is coming from. So I know that these are all U.S. ingredients. These are not Chinese antibiotics. And All Family Pharmacy, you trust where your medicine's coming from, right? And you can get 10%, like I said, Dana 10, 10% off your entire order. It's simple, it's fast, it's affordable, it's made in the USA. They have everything, not just ivermectin. I mean, they have antibiotics, they have over 200 essential medicines. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off with promo code Dana10. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, promo code Dana10.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program. Now make sure you go sign up for Substack. I'm going to put a lot of stuff out in that for you as well, because there's a few things to touch on as it pertains to not just Florida, but also Texas. So there's going to be, you just need to be aware of what some of the stuff that's happening in your state. It's because this could happen to you. Everyone thinks that, oh, it could never happen to Florida or Texas. And it did. It happened to Colorado. I mean, they had something like this take place. And within two election cycles, the rhinos helped the Democrats completely take control of the state legislature. And now look at the mess Colorado is in. You know, they basically allowed a true leave to come in and sort of do the same thing, like what Florida had to fight off. So you cannot trust these people just because they have R's after their names. And I'm going to tell you, politics is a dirty business. There are a lot of people in it that nurse grudges forever. And some of these Florida lawmakers are nursing a grudge because they're mad that DeSantis is shutting the spigot off on their illegal labor for their egg-laying farms. That's a lot, honestly, a lot of what this is. He hurt their bottom line with illegal labor, and now they want to punish him. And they think by leveraging Trump, that's the way to do it. That's God's honest truth, what's happening here. How sick is that? That's what they're doing. They don't care about you. People like Wilton Simpson don't give a rat's ass about Florida voters or Daniel Perez. These people are fake Republicans that want to enhance their bottom line. My favorite are when people who act like devils in private talk about their faith so much publicly, and they put scripture in their bios on X and everything else. But my gosh, do they get up to the devil's business off camera? Pretty amazing, isn't it? One day I'll write a book on everything that I've seen. So we've got our transportation secretary. We got our SecDef, who's already kneecapping all of the DEI. And we're going to talk about some of the reaction to that, because you have some military officials that are trying to fight him on it. I thought that they're speaking out. I thought chain of command was very important.
Yeah.
But this is what happens when you get politicized pencil pushers who are never really. Got to tell you. I know, right? Some crazy stuff. So we're going to get into all of that. We're also going to talk about some of the discretionary spending tomorrow that can be cut, because if we can do that, and we can give tax cuts, oh my gosh. Plus, with the energy, unleashing our ability, domestic energy-wise, that's going to be major. And we'll talk about all of that, because I honestly got to say, He's got a great start. I think that POTUS has a very, very, very great start. He needs to keep it up. And you cannot have people like some of these rhinos in some of these states trip him up like this. He's got to have, he has to have all of that as a hedge of protection, because you know, the moment the bureaucratic state is able to mobilize, they didn't think he was going to do it this fast. This is why we've been saying for months now, he needs to be all gas, no brake. And it's because of this, because they're going to try to mobilize to stop all of this implementation. And he has to have the bulwark of these actual lawmakers and conservatives in these states to help carry it out state by state. All right. I know that we have today in stupidity. Let's go ahead and kick over into that.
Yeah. And you were talking about discretionary spending and all of that. Well, Trump has put a freeze on a lot of that, including some of the money that goes to foreign countries. Well, listen to what Carolyn Leavitt, who, by the way, had her first day presser today. Listen to what she says on some of the discovered things that the Office of Management and Budget has found going out the door if Trump wasn't paying attention. Look at this.
During this pause, Doge and OMB have actually found that there was $37 million that was about to go out the door to the World Health Organization, which is an organization, as you all know, that President Trump, with the swipe of his pen and that executive order, is no longer wants the United States to be a part of. So that
else?
Wouldn't be in line with the president's agenda.
What else?
Doge and OMB also found that there was about to be $50 million taxpayer dollars that went out the door to fund condoms in Gaza. That is a preposterous waste of taxpayer money.
Did you vote? Did you vote for condoms in Gaza?
Yeah, I didn't vote. I didn't vote for that.
I didn't either.
That's not what I voted for. Not at all.
Well, that's stupid spending, and hopefully it ends.
Folks, that does it for us today. Stay well, stay warm, and I'll be back behind the mic with you tomorrow. God bless. ReadyWise, always ready, even if you are not. ReadyWise is just some of the best tasting survival food that is out there. And they, first off, you know the chain of ingredients, which I think is super important when it comes to survival food. I mean, it would be kind of ironic to have it not be from the USA, to have it come from Brazil or something like that. These are US ingredients packed in a US plant sent to your home. They have an array of product choices to meet every budget. And they have a team of in-house culinary experts that make sure that whatever you're getting, if it's the emergency 1 month supply, 2 bucket bundle, the 3 month supply, whatever it is, that the caloric needs are met, your healthy carbs, your protein, energy that will sustain you if something goes sideways or, heaven forbid, there's a natural disaster. And you have an excellent variety. Again, to meet every single budget as well. Comfort in a crisis and beyond with a 25-year shelf life. Visit ReadyWise.com. Use promo code Dana20 at checkout for 20% off of your entire purchase. That's ReadyWise.com. Promo code Dana20 for 20% off.